This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in Kyiv say Ukraine's capital has restored most of its power supply as the country again responds swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian barrage targeting critical infrastructure. The Kremlin's forces bombarded Ukraine from afar in what has become a familiar Russian tactic since last fall. It comes amid months of a grinding battlefield stalemate on the front line in eastern areas. The apparent aim is to weaken Ukraine's resolve and compel Kyiv to negotiate peace on Moscow's terms. Kyiv's military administration said power and water were restored Friday, with about 30% of consumers still without heating. Ukrainians who fled the war to find refuge in the United States are now facing the end of their permission to stay. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
About 20,000 Ukrainians are coming to the end of their humanitarian parole. The majority of them arrived in the United States through Mexico. There, it was easier and faster to get a visa to enter the country in the first months following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Biden administration has said it is working on a fix, but so far has issued no official guidance on what Ukrainians should do. I'm Karen Chamas.
Xi Jinping has won an unprecedented third term as China's president. Xi, who is 69, was voted in unanimously Friday by 2,952 members of the Chinese parliament. There were no other candidates. Afterwards, Xi shook hands with his ally and premier-in-waiting, Li Qiang, who is poised to become China's number two leader. Li will oversee the economy. Xi set the stage for a norm-breaking third term when he scrapped presidential term limits in 2018. Other top party leaders' terms remained limited to two terms. From Washington, this is VOA News. The White House on Friday welcomed efforts to de-escalate tensions in the Middle East after Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed to re-establish relations after years of hostility that had threatened stability and security in the Gulf and helped fuel conflicts from Yemen to Syria. The deal, brokered by China, was announced after 4 days of previously undisclosed talks in Beijing between top security officials from the two rival Middle East powers. A summer showdown is brewing between President Biden and House Republicans over raising the nation's debt ceiling. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Ghani.
The GOP wants to slash spending in exchange for raising the debt limit before a potential summer default and is soundly rejecting the president's new $6.9 trillion budget plan. While Republicans have not laid out their own plans, the conservative House Freedom Caucus has.
The plan is to shrink Washington and grow America.
Chairman Scott Perry says, among other things, they want to roll back about $400 billion in the president's student loan relief plan for a total savings of roughly $3 trillion.
We just have a very different value set.
The president's challenging House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to present his own budget so they can start negotiating on the debt ceiling. But McCarthy's not saying when that will happen. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has not yet said if he will run for president next year, but he sounded like a presidential candidate in a speech to Iowa Republicans. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
I bring greetings from the free state of Florida.
Governor Ron DeSantis's visit was in part to promote his book, The Courage to be Free, but also a test of how he'd be received in the early voting state of Iowa if he announces his candidacy and challenges Donald Trump. DeSantis, as heard on WQAD, boasted of his refusal to adopt COVID safety measures.
We chose freedom over Fauciism.
His bans on books and sexuality being taught in school. And he blasted the so-called woke agenda of those who are culturally sensitive.
Our state is where woke goes to die.
DeSantis was courting voters in Des Moines and Davenport, where former President Trump is due to visit Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The office of the French president says Emmanuel Macron will meet Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban to discuss the Ukraine crisis and other issues ahead of a European Council meeting on March 23rd and 24th. In a statement, Macron's administration said the two men will also discuss energy issues and support for the European defense industry. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.